Okay. The reason a lot of people want to move into an FES position is so that they can have a little bit more decision-making power. They want to implement policy. They want to make policy. They want to make things happen. I've heard that people who are at the 14 and 15 level, you know, work toward that, but they can't actually make it happen. So if you want to be more decisive, you go into the FES. So that's a big reason. They have high passion for the work that they've been. Many people have been doing the work before and just want to make a difference at the highest level. And that's really the number one reason is passion, decisiveness, and making more of a difference at the top leadership level.
And at what point can you start your planning and begin your move into the SES?
You can start planning at, if you're a private industry as an executive, you know, planning on trying to move in, or if you're in the government, I think you can plan it from the very beginning of your career in government. And certainly if you're a 12 or a 13, you can make that move, you know, every year, every 2 years. I think that my article about the ECQs is a really good thing to basically keep on your desk so that you know how to build your case for going to SES eventually. Maybe have a five-year plan that you want to go into, or if you're a 14 or a 15, you can make it a three-year plan because of all the retirements that are coming up. So it's something you can plan on, but you do have to build your case. You have to build your accomplishments and build your leadership experience.
Now, you bring up in the article five steps that, you know, GS 14s, 15s, even as you said, 12 and 13s can take. Why don't you go through each of those steps and give us a little insight?
Okay, the first step is, and when I consult with people, I start out by saying, tell me what your biggest story is in terms of leading change. When have you led change, and tell me what happened? And then they tell me what happened with their change. And it needs to be change within the organization that involves creative thinking and strategic planning and change, real change. And the bigger the change, with the bigger the scope it is, the better. So that at a 14 or 15, it needs to be a pretty big change. So that's the number one ECQ. And if you can't answer that question, if you have not led change, then we probably will stop talking. And I'll say, well, okay, that's something you need to work on. The second competency, ECQ, is leading people. And then I will ask in my coaching session, how do you lead people? And give me an example of when you led a team through, say, a conflict situation or change, workforce change. And we all know that government is changing, you know, every 4 months to do something else that's very different. So most managers, 13 and up, have got a leading people change story. So they tell me change, and I say, okay, that's good. And one thing, too, these accomplishments for SES need to be, if possible, within the last 5 years or 10 years if you have to, but really they're looking for recent. Okay, the third one is results-driven. And that is the easiest ECQ for most feds to write to, is being results-driven, because it's about accountability, customer service, entrepreneurship in government, and going for numbers. And feds go for numbers. They've got their budget and their savings and so forth. So results-driven is just usually a great conversation. The fourth one is the hardest. This is business acumen. Now, for me, it's not hard, having owned my own business for years and years, because business acumen is probably my best. And the way that I explain business acumen is pretend like you're the vice president or operational manager of a $25 million company, and you are in charge of people, finances, and technology, and you run the show. So this is for a program manager who has budget responsibility, technology to get things done, as well as managing a workforce and having people in the right places. And that's business acumen. It's all about business, and that's where budgets and grants and money comes in. Then the fifth one is also usually really good for a senior leader in government, and that's building coalitions. And we all know that to be very successful, you have to have partnerships and affiliations with other organizations, and you have to be, you know, very good at negotiations and liaisons with other countries and other agencies and internal, external, universities, corporations. So if you have an example of how you've developed a coalition or a partnership with another organization, that's going to be very good for your case as well. So, to write a traditional package, you have to have two excellent examples for each of the five ECQs. And that's the story. That's your case. If you can write them at the highest level, then you're building your SES package.
We're talking with Catherine Troutman, the president of the Resume Place, about what GS-14s, GS-15s need to do to prepare for their move to senior management.
So as you're going through each of those five ECQs, all I could think of is that is one steep hill to climb. How do GS-14s and 15s, even some 12s and 13s, how are they able to climb that all those different steps when in many ways are they, I guess the better question is, are they in position to climb many of those steps if usually this is something SESers need to have done and are doing?
No, absolutely. Even a 13 or a 14 and a 15, they actually do these competencies every day in their job. They're leading change. Most senior leaders in government are leading change every day right now with all the budget changes and the reorganizations that are going on. Writing a leading change story is not that hard for senior leaders. Leading people, of course they lead people. That's how they lead change. So that's not really very hard. Results driven, they're driven for results because they have to achieve the results that they've been given. Business acumen, they have to be good at business because of the budget problems and the budget constraints that are being given to them. And building coalitions, they have to have liaisons with other organizations to achieve their goals. This is really not that hard. The hard part about it is writing it down. It's hard to recognize that you have the competencies. I'm glad we're on the air talking about this. So people, I talk about it all the time. I say, think ECQs. Think about how you lead change and think about what you're doing when people listening right now in their cars, when they go to work, look around on your desk and think about, now, how am I leading change? How am I leading people? And in what ways am I results driven? But you don't get SES unless you can write it down on paper. And that's why I wrote the book called, you know, Writing Your New SES Application, is because it's all a writing task. Sure, you can perform it, but if you can't put it on paper and it can't pass the agency's executive review board, then you're not playing the SES game. It's all about getting the examples on paper. And I wrote a book with samples in it and ideas for people to write their examples. But talking about it and brainstorming is really great.